is the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Another U.S. tourist has died in the Dominican Republic, bringing the number to 8 Americans that have died in the country over the past year. Leela Cox, she's 53. She died June 10th in her hotel room. Officials have recalled... Officials have called the deaths isolated events as they work to reassure travelers their country is safe. Yeah, right. The hotel gave the cause of death as a heart attack. That seems familiar. How do you have a heart attack when you're relaxing on vacation?
Right.
Like, I'm going to drop dead probably at work stressing out about something. How are you going to do that while you're relaxing, chilling, sipping on something? Oh, wait, because it's probably tainted alcohol.
Go ahead and literally plan your vacation for anywhere else at this point.
Yeah, Mexico sounds safer right now. Citing a forensic report, that's where they're throwing that one in. So we'll see, but I don't believe it. The Raptors held their NBA championship celebration in Toronto yesterday. The parade was interrupted by some gun violence. That doesn't usually happen in Canada. Police say 4 people were shot. While their injuries are serious, they're not believed to be life-threatening. 3 people have been arrested, but there's still no word on the motive and why it all happened. All right, now Joe's Need to Know News turns into like a fun food report. And there are some good and bad things, so listen closely. Reynolds Wrap, they're looking for someone to travel across America for 2 weeks and eat ribs this summer. All right, well, that's when my vacation will be. The company's searching for their next chief grilling officer to post photos, grilling techniques, and more on their website and social media channels. You get $5,000 a week. That's not too bad. And they're going to have lodging paid for, and you get to have a guest with you. That'll be perfect. If you're interested, you need to submit a photo of yourself grilling along with 100 words on why they should pick you for that spot. The deadline to apply is tomorrow. So go to joeandalexshow.com. We will put that link up there so you can get involved. Continuing the food. It should be food news today instead of need to know news. You can get a free Doritos Locos Taco this afternoon at Taco Bell because of the promotion that they had during the NBA Finals. Stop into Taco Bell from 2 to 6 p.m. to pick up your free Doritos Locos Taco.
There you go, pork chop.
All right, now we have to go to Canada for this one, but what do you guys think about this? Pickled flavored Doritos are available in Canada. They get everything, championships and pickle flavored Doritos. I'm team pickle.
Cheese dust and the pickle part gross me out.
No, it would be probably without the cheese.
It's without
dust.
The cheese. It's just pickle flavor.
It's just pickle flavor. I am so on board with this.
I love pickle chips. I love everything pickle. Tickle your pickle for a nickel. Grandma used to say that. I don't know what that meant. Okay, Alex, this is where I thought you might get sick and throw up, but this is very interesting. A man ate expired food for an entire year and survived just fine. As part of an experiment, he ate a cup of yogurt months after its expiration date. And then tortillas a year past their expiration date.
Ooh.
He said the food tasted just fine and he didn't get sick from the food at all.
Child.
Turns out the dates on the food labels have little to do with food safety. In many cases, expiration dates do not indicate whether the food stops being safe to eat. Rather, they tell you when the manufacturer thinks the product will stop looking and tasting its best.
I'm still throwing my bread out on the day it says Best Buy, and that doesn't matter even if I've only eaten one slice of it. I'm throwing the whole thing out. I don't take chances.
I just do the smell test. If it smells kind of funny, then okay, I won't do it. But I'm not worried if it's a few days old. Full year, though. That's insane. And finally, I don't know if you, Alex, or you, Live the Web Girl, would want this, but there's sexy hand bikinis. It makes it look like you're sunbathing topless. They're only $326.
So stupid.
Two hands have been incorporated into the design, making it look like two hands are holding the wearer's bare boobies. Adrienne, have you heard this? It's Adriana DeGrasse.
No.
I guess it's some Instagram model or something, is selling the hand strapless bikini for $326.
Sounds about right. Sounds about stupid.
I think I'm going to have to get me a pair. Double D, coming your way. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can see all these amazing, delicious things. I'm not just talking about the bikini. Online, go to joanalexshow.com.